Welcome to Unknown Sounds.
The following is a little broadcast organized by the Unknown Sound Collective. It is intended as a radio archive of experimental artists' interior worlds, these that are externalized through their work and the interchange through artists' communities. This is a contemporary archive of experimental art making in communities around the world, and the social change this may or may not represent. In short, it is intended mostly as a look into these small worlds, with the idea of generating more thought, and how art can engender hope. Each section here is meant as a studio visit, but also a glimpse into the doings of a wider community.
Hello, my name is Effie Hawk. I'm an artist who experiments with electronica and dance. Myself how to use sequencers and drum machines, and I know very little piano, but I get by with playing by ear. I was always into punk and no wave, so I treat electronic music the same way I played those genres. But I'm also trying to teach myself a few things. I'm not really sure what genre my electronic music fits in. I play and create what sounds good to me, and then I hope it also sounds good to others. My first electronic album was mainly a big experiment where I played my toy keyboards and tried to make the gnarliest loops on this little Korg sampler. And now for the Q&A. So there was a question about process. Personalizing music includes a return to more authentic folk, subversion, and methods. What are your relationships like? I've been playing music since I was a small teen. Over time, I evolved from being very into old folk songs and trying to write them to being in a punk band in my early 20s. My band consisted of me and my two friends, and the three of us wanted to experiment playing a sort of no-wave punk, yet melodic style, I don't know, which included a lot of improv and some shows we would improvise a song for 20 minutes and just kind of mess around. We played together for 5 years, just jammed. And the way I jammed with them informed me the way I create solo music now. periods where I'm only writing lyrics, and once I have a whole pile of ideas, it's where I start jamming and experimenting by myself. And I have nights where I will play around for hours with my lip pedal, and experimenting with my vocoders and toy keyboards and my synth. In the process, because it leads me to cool places, and once I figured out the instrumentals, I then fit the lyrics with the song. But I feel like the process is never necessarily the same every time I write or compose a song. I'm always trying to learn new stuff when it comes to recording and experimenting with pedals, effects, and cheap instruments I find. I try really hard to design cool sounds, and I'm really inspired by musicians that are really focused on sound design. And I love artists like Chubby Wolf, Zuzu, Aphex Twin, Kim Gordon, Yule, and many more. It's a very long list. The latest music I'm making, however, is less experimental structurally and more experimental in a way where I'm trying to create strange sounds and fit them into a pop song. I want them to sound catchy and vibey, but also be eerie and atmospheric. In your work and process. I try really hard not to focus on flaws, actually. I honestly can't say what my flaws are or could be. My motto when making anything is there is no mistakes, there is only make. And I got it from a teacher I had in art college, and it really sticks with me. If I focused too much on what could be fixed or what is flawed, I would get nothing done. I'm incredibly indisciplinary with my art, and I have ideas for creating visual media to accompany my music, whether it be for a live show or solely for a music video. Creating things is something I simply cannot stop doing. However, I jump from medium to medium. When I feel like I can't make music, I move on to visual media, and then vice versa. and I want to get better at singing and performing live. I feel like it's only recently that I found my vocal style. Super low notes are within my range, so I embrace the deepness of my voice. Next question is, what are you valued for by others and by yourself in such communities? I value music communities local to me and online. It's a way for artists to share their work with each other and to connect with each other. People are dedicated to organizing shows and curating these amazing bills with musicians of various styles. I love traveling around the Tri-State area and meeting and playing on bills with electronic musicians from other cities. I've been on the East Coast my whole life, and I've only really been to New Jersey, New York, but I've been traveling other places and meeting musicians elsewhere and seeing what is up around there, you know? I'm allowing touring to bring me places I haven't been before and experience other music communities. I hope that answers the question. Question is, what are your views? I guess my one singular view, or my overall view, in a perfect world, humans would prioritize play over work and dedicate their lives to art. And I think everyone needs access to the means to create, because I believe that art helps people connect with themselves and world around them. And that sounds really hippy-dippy and cheesy, but that sounds really ideal to me. Next question is, does this affect your work? And I say in a good way, this belief that art needs to be prioritized makes me prioritize the making of my art, and it gives me something to live for and a way of living my life happily. Up next, I'm going to play a compilation of some of my songs. Thank you so much, Unknown Sound Collective, for including me in the project. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
I'm not afraid to die.